Based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the parallels between Chol Shabbos, Bifar Hesia, and Avodah Zarah, he said, you know, it's a little bit tenuous to rely on number one, Einon Shin Min Adin, and number two, this Hekesh of Michal Lemos Yumas and Molech V'losech Halel Shem Lukechani Hashem. Both of those are very controversial points, but the Gemara in Chulin does establish Chol Shabbos Bifar Hesia, as well as Avodah Zarah, as Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula. Shabbos is obviously introduced in this week's Parsha, so I wanted to go a little bit further, you know, with some of the issues regarding Shabbos. We saw yesterday in Rashi in Chulin that, you know, what you might call it like a tick down. And some of you had very good insights about that point. That Avodah Zarah is covered by Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, and Shabbos Bifar Hesia, and this was Micah's contribution, we'll have to talk about Bifar Hesia, right, doesn't necessarily require Kfira B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. You could believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but you could say, let's say, the Olam is Kadmon. I don't believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu as the Borei,
right,
and many other iterations of that. So Shabbos is still a tick down. And I mentioned that I'm going to try to put that together with the other issue that we noted, namely the Rambam and Hilchos Avodah Zarah projecting the idea that it's Avodah Zarah and Birkas Hashem, which are really the two worst, right? Those are the worst of the worst, is Hashem Hu Megadev, and that requires Tliya, as opposed to Chol Shabbos Bifar Hesia, which, again, renders you a Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula, Kigoy L'Chol Devarav, but not necessarily Chayiv Mishum Tliya, and hopefully we can gain some insight to that. So this is kind of like a macro investigation of Shitas Hagon. Everybody knows the Vilna Gaon said, if you really want to understand the word, you know, in the Chumash, you have to know the first time it appears. So what's really fascinating to me about Shabbos, as it appears in the Torah, is that the first inyan of Shabbos, which is described in the Torah, is not, you know, Borer, or Ksiva, or Netilas Neshama, Lash. it's something which not even everybody agrees is Nisr D'Oraisa. And that is fascinating. That is really fascinating. Remember, Tosos at the beginning of, Masech Shabbos notes that we're starting with Hotza Achnasa because that's a Malacha Grua. It's the least intuitive of the Malachos. It doesn't seem to meet the criterion of Malachas Machshabbos of making a constructive, positive, elemental transformation of a Chafza. So this is like even further than Torah Sheval Peh, right? The Torah Sheval Chsav starts out with something which doesn't even appear to be, it's certainly not a malacha. The question is whether it's even Isser D'Oraisa. that is a really remarkable thing. Okay, so let's jump right in. Let's read a little bit. Shimon did the honors. Cone, take it away. No, let's start with, we're just going to go from Shabbos, right? So this is the, you don't have this as the first source, what's that? You don't have it? Okay. That pasuk is the source for which din? Chlu hayom, kadosh hayom Hashem, hayom. Lo sim tzau basada. Hayom. Shalashudis. Right? The Rambam's din. Lecha mishna filu b'shalashudis. Okay. Okay, so if you take a look, the Gemara Sanhedrin, what isn't in Sanhedrin? Samach Vav. Okay, so so Mechal Ol Shabbos, Davar Shachayim Nal Zonot Kares. Obviously, if there's Edim and Hasra, you'll be Chayv Skila. If there's not, it's Kares and Shigigaso Chatas. So the Gemara's comments, Michal. No, you're that was an ellipses.
Yeah.
So Michal Dika Midi Dechol Shabbos Havi. Right, the Mishnah makes it telling Michal is a Shabbos bidavar shechayem lozdon akaris v'al shigas ochatas. So that sounds like what could be Michal Shabbos in any other way. Maihi. Oh, there are two possibilities. Be one, the other, or both. Shitas Rabbi Akiva by Tchumin, right? And Shitas Rabbi Yossi by Havara. What's that Shita, Shimon? Well, Lav Yatzas, as opposed to the way that we paskin, like pudding and rice. Okay, so we're obviously going to focus on Rabbi Akiva by Tchumin, but outstanding. Okay, so there's a Yerushalmi in Erevin. Didn't draw as much attention as the Yerushalmi in Trumos, but good attention. You guys should be able to graduate with like a minor in Yerushalmi. Concentration in Yerushalmi. Not a major, but a like concentration. I like that idea. Okay. Mechuvar Mikulam, of all of the views expressed on the topic of Tchum Shabbos, the one that really adds up. Oh, Parshas Beshalach, right? That's really the Machane Yisrael, Shnei Masar Mil. Mil is 2,000 Amos, 24,000 Amos by the power of higher mathematics. Let's say an Amma is like a, I don't know, at a minimum a foot and a half. So it'd be like 36,000 feet. Gavi will tell you there are 5,280 feet in a mile. Actually, you wouldn't because it's not the metric system. But, you know, pretty far. You know, almost 7 miles, something like that. You know, real distance. Okay, so sounds like it's a din d'oraisa. Avi, you'd agree to that? I'm not overreading this Yerushalmi, right? Okay. The Rashi, on the other hand, a well-recognized Orthodox halachic authority, okay. Wait, so what words could you have given a little bit more, you know, emphasis to there in Rashi? Yeah, I would say so, right? Tamchu chachamim. I thought we were seeing eye to eye here, Avi Kohn. I thought we had agreed that there was a din d'oraisa at stake. And you blew past that tamchu chachamim like it was a stop sign. That's a moving violation. Okay. Al yetzi yish b'mkomo. Okay, so Rashi doubles down. He's a Tchum Shabbos Derabanan man. Okay. But, he apparently paskins against Rabbi Akiva in the Bavli, right? Or against the Shita that we saw in the Yerushalmi. Right, we paskin against Rabbi Yossi, don't we? Right, Havara L'chalek Yatzas. So what's good for Rabbi Yossi may be good for Rabbi Akiva. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Maybe they're really Deos Yachid. Rashi rejects them. Alright. So, but not so Rabbeinu HaRambam.
Okay. Mashu Nosef al Alpaim Amma Kutman Medina Ba Filo Amma Achas Alechas Alpaim Amma Lechot Sad Machar Lasha and Mechlota Al Ese Ishman Kama Elo Elo Alpaim Amma Vigmara
Erevin
Erevin Amru Lokan Al Isure Tulman.
Wow. Okay. So you could forgive somebody for reading this Rambam and saying not only is Tchumin an Isser Daraisa, but what's the Isser Daraisa? How far do you have? 2,000 Amos, right. Which is very different than the impression that we had in the Yerushalmi. So the most important thing here, right, is that the Rambam is validating the notion of an Isser Daraisa and Shabbos that isn't a Malacha. Rashi wasn't willing to go there, right? Tchum Shabbos. Now that shouldn't be such a big surprise because the Rambam actually has this in one other area, the very next mitzvah in the Sefer HaMitzvos. So let's establish that and then we'll, you know, take stock. HaMitzvah Shin Chaf Beis, Hishas Iranu. Okay, so there's an Issa Daraisa for Bezdin to be manish on Shabbos. V'amaro lo sevaru esh. So thank you, Shimon, for pointing that out to us. The Gemara Dimnei Marava Bechol Moshe Seichem. So even though, of course, this pasuk is Havara Ish Bechol Moshe Seichem, we understand that Havara Lechalik Yatzas and that Havara Gufa is a Malacha Daraisa. The Rambam is doing something very fascinating. He's still deploying the pasuk to establish a special law of on Shabbos of what? Of Bezdin. Exactly. Bezdin implementing punishments on Shabbos is its separate iser, lo sivaru esh b'chol moshe seichem b'yom ha-Shabbos. Again, what I wanted to point out is that the Rambam was very comfortable with this model that Rashi wasn't. The idea of a malacha daraisa on Shabbos, or nisra daraisa, on Shabbos, that didn't necessarily have to constitute a malacha. For Rashi, it's either a malacha, davar shechayavin oz dono kareis shigasu chatas, if there are edim hasra skila, or an isid rabbanon. That's where Rashi exists on the sugya. But, you know, there are other perspectives. And Rambam's perspective is you could have an isid rabbanon. You could have a malacha daraisa, chiv skila, davar shechayavin oz dono kareis shigasu chatas. You could have a middle ground, which is an isir min ha-Torah, like Tchum Shabbos, Aliba the Rebbe Akiva, allegedly, which is not a malacha. Okay. Now, there is a point of confusion here, still, which is, like, what exactly is the shiur? Because in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Michael, what did the Rambam say? If you hold this daraisa, says Uba HaKabbalah, that it's one meal, right? 2,000 amos. 3/5 of a mile. A mere spatzir. That's French for a Shabbos jaunty. Okay. So let's take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chav Zayin. Get a little bit of perspective. This drew the Ramban's ire.
Sofrim, Shalog Yitzi Adam, Mukhutsla Yer, Ella Ad Alpine Ama, about
So, mide, you know, Are Halavim, I guess, Nishma L'tchum Shabbos, right? We're learning this from the Are Halavim, because they have Umadosem, Michut Sa'ir, Alpayim Ama, Saviv. There's all these different Shitos, the 1,000 Amos, the 2,000 Amos, right, etc. Green spaces. Which was a malach of how long? Nineveh was? Eitan Barinholtz. He was there. So here, the Rambam Shita comes into much clearer focus. What is Shita's HaRambam? Like, I think it's pretty incontrovertible, because the Rambam took great pains to spell it out, that the Torah established Nisha Daraisa of Tchum Shabbos. Misarna Kasa the Chachamim. The rabbis were left to determine what is the Torah level violation, and what did they come up with? What's that?
2,000 amos.
Right, 24,000 amos. Right, that's what you're going to be lokem in a Torah. Okay, and that's what the Rambam says. Lo nisla Torah shir le tchumzav. Chacham metiku she tchumzav chutz l'shnei masar mil keneged machane Yisrael. But the rabbis didn't like that idea because that's allowing people to, like, you know, have marathon-like walks on Shabbos. So they cracked down, and they limited it to what? Alpayim Ama. That's an Isser Derabanan. So, you know, it's this, I would say the good news for the Rambam here is this is much more consistent with the Yerushalmi and Eruvin that we started with, right, Avi? On the other hand, you have the Sefer HaMitzvos as an issue. So let's take a look at the Ramban. The Ramban wasn't going to let the Rambam slide on this, nor should he. Eluhim. In other words, if you're going to go with the Daraisa, you're going with Rabbi Kiva, like the Rambam had the Sefer HaMitzvos, and it's 2,000 Amos. So what's this whole 2,000 Amos only Dinder Abanan? And the Dinder Arai says 24,000 Amos, right? And he says, well, we don't paskin like Rabbi Kiva anyway. Mechuvar mikulam. Right, this is the motif of the week. So what does Ramban basically say? Yeah, it's true, that's the Yerushalmi, but who disagrees? The Bavli. Right? Hear, hear. Okay? Right. Halar Abanan, let's just finish this one point. Ain. Oh! Okay, so he says the only lav that I accept, right, are lavin of malacha. So who would endorse this Ramban? Like, who would say, yeah, this is what I was saying too? Yeah, exactly. Presumably, this is what Rashi was saying. That, you know, what the Ramban is articulating in his critique of the Rambam is presumably what Rashi would have said, right? That this is the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. It's a das yachid. We don't paskin that way. It's a machokas Bavli Yerushalmi. So, you know, you do all the math and you line it up, and So the Rambam, you know, seems to have a lot of explaining to do. But the Rambam will tell you, and again, you're in fairness to the Ramban, the Rambam may have told two different stories, one of the Sefer Mitzvot, one of the Yad HaKazaka, that, in the end, there's an Isser D'Oraisa that, like, of the variety that the Ramban finds to be very strange, namely, an Isser D'Oraisa that doesn't rise to the level of an actual Mlacha, but would be subject to Mises Bezdin or Kares, if you didn't have Eidim or Hasra. Okay, so that's obviously one of the major points. We don't have it in our cycle here. Maybe one day we will, who knows. But like, if I was teaching Shabbos, I would start out with that idea, actually. In a Haktamash here, the idea of Lavin of Shabbos that aren't necessarily Malachos. Because I think that this is actually a seminal idea, and we're building back to Micah's point. I have a lot riding on this. The Rambam was Mechadish, right? Not in the sense of like Rabbi Kiva was Mechadish, but the Rambam accepted Lehalacha and pioneered this really interesting middle ground, which is that you have certain Isurei Torah on Shabbos that don't relate to the concept of Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah. And Tchum is the first thing about Shabbos which introduced, not a blacha. And I'm totally fascinated by that. And I think it has everything to do with Micah's point. Okay, so the Chinuch following the Rambam, this week's Parsha, where did Avi Cohen go? Ah, there you are. So maybe you were outside of the Tchum. Okay. Right. Okay. I think a lot of people would disagree with that. I think if you're like a Kenyan marathoner, then like a little 7 miles jaunty seems like a little stroll in the park, but if, otherwise, right, there might be people who disagree, right? Or maybe this is the rationale for the Din D'Rabbanan, but the Sefer Chinuch says, you know, it's all about Menucha Shabbos. But if that's really true, you have to like to start wondering, like, you know, why only 2,000 Amos? Why are you allowed to walk within the city as much as you want, right? Because there's only Michutz La'ir. So I'm a skeptic on the point. Right? And literally, let's say, you know, this is the city, right? So I could have Emmanuel just, you know, OG Emmanuel walking, you know, back and forth like the whole time, right? Just, you know, he would be really tired by the end. He would say, when does this stop? And I would say, you know, 72 minutes after Shkia, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Just keep on going. I'll let you know. That doesn't sound like it's very restful. General?
I think you could say that if you're in a city, you can find a place to rest sort of anywhere for a few minutes, not kind of really get tired out. If you're way outside the city in the middle of nowhere, you can't just sit down in like a field. You have to walk all the way.
Why can't you sit down in a field?
Where's there to sit down?
The field. So the field, I mean, the field is like, is, you know, I would say it's harder to sit down in the city. So this litter there, pigeons, cannabis today. Where are you going to sit? You'll be overwhelmed by toxic fumes. You'll be yearning for the clean air of the city. Of the you know, hinterlands, rather. Micah?
The Lashon of the Torah doesn't really work with the Sefer Chinuch.
Oh.
There's, if it was really about Menucha, there are 100 other things John could have said in Al Yetzei Shemukomo.
Ah, beautiful. I agree. Shavu ish tachtav al yetze ish mimkomo bayom hashvi. Exactly. So, count me amongst the skeptics. The Sefer HaChinuch leaves me a little bit cold. But I think that the key is actually a line in the Rambam in a totally different context, I acknowledge. In Perek Chaf Dalid, of Hilchos Shabbos. So three full prakim before the Rambam ever got to the inyan of Tchum Shabbos. Okay. Avi, take it away. Okay, very good. So the Rambam is talking about clearly Yisurim Derabanan that are meant to preserve the character of Shabbos, right? Asru Chachamim, Letaltel, issues of Muktza. And the idea is to create a special character of Shabbos. It shouldn't be a Yom Chol. Okay, very good. Okay, and this is the part of the Rambam that I wanted to key in on. This has became a very famous expression, Shvisa Nikaris, which again, 99% of the time that it's analyzed, people talk about that in terms of, let's say, the intensity or immersive quality of a day of rest. But I want to drill a little bit deeper because I see another motif in this Rambam, which I think is the linchpin for us, both in terms of the nature of Tchum Shabbos, about why it constitutes a Doraisa, even if it's not a Malacha for the Rambam, but why it's a Doraisa, why it's first, and how it relates to Micah's issue, it's only Chil Shabbos Bifar Hesia. And that is a very simple question that we could ask about this line in the Rambam. Who cares? These are Balei Umanios, right? So these are people, you know, who have jobs, and if they weren't doing anything, everybody would realize it's Shabbos. And then you have people who are, let's say, Einam Balei Umanios. The unemployment numbers came out today. They're really low. But let's say you're in the 3.4%. And, you know, you're not known as a particular go-getter, Gavi. You're just, you know, kind of a, you know, what they call today, what the kids like to call a chiller. You know, not amongst the highly motivated individuals in society. And so people look at you and they say, we can't even tell if it's Shabbos or Tuesday. He's just doing what he always does. He's sitting on his couch, chilling out. He's not slaying the day. He's just, you know, relaxing. So I say, well, who cares? Like, who said that when there was some public value? Oh. So apparently, there is. Right? Apparently, part of the Shavis of Shabbos is for there to be a very clear sense Lirabim, that today is a day of Shvisa Hanikaris, of intensive and immersive rest. And that we do have a problem as far as individuals who are concerned, where we wouldn't be able to tell the difference. There is a communal public aspect of Shabbos. And so what I would suggest is that the first thing the Torah ever did with respect to Shabbos is to find the outer boundaries of the community. Al Yetzi Ish Bimkom BaYom HaShvi'i, I think, has nothing to do with Menucha on Shabbos, contra the Sefer HaChinuch. I agree with you, Micah. I don't think it has anything to do with the Pesukim. Al Yetzi Ish Bimkom BaYom HaShvi'i, Shabbos is not a day where we want people gallivanting off. We actually want people to experience Shabbos in a communal setting. collectively, where everybody benefits from, and hopefully nobody denigrates or desecrates the public observance of Shabbos. So you know what the first thing that the Torah did before I told you how you can desecrate Shabbos? What was the first thing? It defined, this is the place where Shabbos is observed. Then we can tell you all of the melachos of Shabbos. It's actually very elegant. And for the Rambam, that's not just the Divrei Sofrim, Rashi and Ramban. That's actually Nisr Daraisa. To breach the outer boundaries of the community on Shabbos. To go off gallivanting on your own. And that's why, what is the Shiur Min HaTorah? It's actually perfect. Just gonna give me 1 second. What is the Shiur Min HaTorah? Keneged Machane Yisrael, the Jewish community, as it existed at the time when Shabbos was given. That defines Le'ol Me'ad, the boundaries of Shabbos, where Shabbos is publicly observed. And if that's true, now we can well understand why Chil Shabbos, Bifar Hesya, is radically different. Mike, that's what you're going to say? Ah, now you understand. Then Chil Shabbos, Bitzina. Chil Shabbos, Bitzina is very bad. But Chil Shabbos, Bifar Hesya is an assault on the community. Only that, it's not like Avodah Zarah, only that rises to the level of Mumar L'Chola Torah Kula. And that's why, in my view, Chil Shabbos has nothing to do with Tliya. Tliya is reserved, as the Rambam said, for Es Hashem Hu Megadev. Acts of discreet blasphemy. And that's limited to Avodah Zarah, denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu outright, and cursing the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Frontal assault on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chil Shabbos Bifar Hesya derives its chumrah, its severity, from being an assault on the public observance of Shabbos at the communal level. Hence, the first thing the Torah ever did was establish the need to remain in the communal setting on Shabbos. You can't go further than the Migrash Ha'ir. Midrabana. The rabbi said, we don't want anybody to lose, you know, sight. We want to be, everybody has to be within sight of the community on Shabbos. I think this is actually Meduyak in the last halacha in the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, where the Rambam does say, based on the Gemara in Chulin, that Chil Shabbos Bifar Hesya, like Avodah Zarah, but for totally different reasons, is a mumar l'chol HaTorah kula. Avi Kohn, take it away. The Rambam says it outright. What's Chil Shabbos Bifar Hesya? It's a desecration of the special oath that Hashem gave uniquely to the Jewish people this day. It presupposes an assault on the covenantal bond between a Kaddish Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. Hence, the only thing that could be such a breach would be Shimon, by definition, a public act. Avodah Zarah, minei uvei, intrinsically, is that grave. It has nothing to do with how many people see it or don't see it. We don't really care. Shabbos is an attack on the Chil Shabbos, Bifar Hesya, is an attack on the community. That's why people like to tiptoe around this issue today, but it shouldn't be tiptoed around. When people don't wear Big Day Shabbos, and you know, I'm not one of these curmudgeons from the 20th century that says everybody needs to wear a tie, even the president doesn't wear a tie now. I get it. But everybody needs to wear a big day Shabbos. Because when you don't, it demeans Shabbos at the communal level. Very, very important. People don't realize that. Conceptually, very important. Shabbos should be experienced by the entire community as a singular and special day. Now, I happen to wear a tie. I'm just pointing out. If you're amongst the tie wearers, you know, don't give it up. You know, stay strong. It'll come back. We'll feel sorry for all those people who don't even know how to make a tie. They'll be coming to us for help. It's just a fad. But it has to be unique and distinctive. That's why Nachrish Shavah is Chayiv Misa. It's proprietary. It testifies to Bechiras Yisrael. People who demean that are demeaning the special relationship between a Kaddish Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. It's not a private sin that would be a Chiyuv Taliyah. It's a sin whose gravity is derived from attacking the relationship between a Kaddish Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Hence, doing it in private. I mean, it's not like we're recommending that people should be Mechal Shabbos Betzina, but it is very different. It's very different when people do it publicly. Now, people have the respect, you know, and I mean this very seriously. So this person is going to drive somewhere on Shabbos, but they have the respect to park a few blocks away, let's say from the shul or from where they were invited to eat. You know, it's actually very important. Sometimes people mock it. They say, oh, it's like the Ganif and the Goslin. You know, what, this person is afraid of people and they're not afraid of, you know, Kaddish Baruch Hu. Those people know nothing but nothing. No. The opposite. It's very important. They're showing respect for Shabbos in a public way, not to disturb the communal appreciation for Shabbos. It's a very different thing. And we'll see that more next week in terms of how we define Bifarhesia. It's very, very clear. It's very important. The halacha is very, very important. So there's a Tosos in Chagiga that has this idea in a very profound way. This, I wanted to conclude with this.
That's
why if we successfully observe Shabbos by Mincha, right, we're saying that we testify to your uniqueness, right? That Shabbos does connote Maisa Brachos. But this Medrash has such a beautiful triangulation, right? That the observance of Shabbos allows us to reflect on Maisa Brachos. It allows us to experience Shabbos as a unique day amongst the days. But what does it also do? Separates Klal Yisrael, the Gambim Nuchaso, Lo Yishkenu Arelim, as his chosen people. So the public desecration of Shabbos is an assault on Am Yisrael and on Bechiras Yisrael. Shabbos is made on the fact that Hashem chose us. This week's parsha, Re'u, ki Hashem nasan lechem Shabbos. Those who are in the Shnai Mikra Chaburah know this. This Sforno that I love. Where Sforno says there are two dinim of Shabbos. One is the mitzvah of Shabbos. One is the matana of Shabbos. Shabbos is a gift. And he gave it to us. A person who violates Shabbos privately isn't keeping the mitzvah of Shabbos. A person who violates Shabbos publicly is desecrating not only the mitzvah of Shabbos, but the matana of Shabbos. The capacity for a public observance of Shabbos to be made on the special status of the Uma Achas of Klal Yisrael. It doesn't rise to the level B'chumras Haveira of Tliya.
Well, it's natural. No,
But he's still kegoy lechol dvarav, because he's assaulting the os, as the Rambam says, veinenu veina kadosh baruch hu. And you know, Torah Seshem Tmima, you just can't improve upon it, but man, is it good that the first halacha of Shabbos in the Torah, it's not a malacha, but it establishes the community of Shabbos. In a geographic sense. Al Yetzi Yishmin Kol Vayom Ashri. Is it has nothing to do, I'm sorry to say, Verchinich, whoever you are, it has nothing to do with Menucha. Because I can march Emmanuel across this room for 25 hours and he will be pleading for rest by the end. And we will not have violated Tchum Shabbos. Al Yetze, Mike, it's, you said, if you read the Pesukim carefully, you get the impression. Al Yetze Ish Mimkoma by Yom Hashvi. It's a collective day. That's really the critical point. Okay. So we'll hold it up here. Give Shimon the last word.